Then, when we moved down here for good, I moved down here on, I think it was Wednesday in July, when we moved our furniture and moved down for good and in our house. And I went to work for a new Jewish store was opening up here. It was an awfully nice man from Pasadena, and he owned 5 other stores, and he was opening up a department store in him. And I moved here on Wednesday, and I went to work for him on Friday.
How long did you work there?
I worked about 5 years, and then he died. And then, let's see, where did I go? I went to Penny's for a little while, and I had surgery, and a hysterectomy surgery, and it was hurting me awfully bad. And I went, and after the surgery, I was hurting real bad, and I said to the doctor, I said, well, my side hurts worse than it did before I went in for surgery. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, you said I had to go back to work. The insurance company only allows you, 6 weeks or so to recuperate. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, well, you told me I had to go back to work, so I'm back at Penny's. What are you doing? And I was lifting yardage. They had it standing up, the boat standing up like that on a table. I had to lift that up, way up high, and then down. He said, no lifting. Get out of there. And I quit. And I went to work for a lady, Dixie, that was starting a little store. And I just love her. I wish I could go over there and see her, but I have no way, and she doesn't have any car either now. So I worked for her for a little while, and she was just starting up a store, and she didn't have enough money to hire me all day. And, you know, I was a part-time worker. And so maybe I'd be at home doing the washing. And I had an automatic machine, but not like we have now. And I had to turn that washing machine off and get my hair all fixed and run downtown, you know, 11 o'clock maybe, work 2 or 3 hours. Well, that doesn't pay. So a lady, a friend of mine that had a drugstore, it was Barr's drugstore then, she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm working for Dixie. And she said, would you like to come to work for the drugstore? And I said, well, like an idiot, I said, I'd have to go ask Dixie. So I told Dixie how it was, and she knew how it was because she couldn't hire me full time. So I went to work at the drugstore, and I worked for the drugstore for 20 years. Hmm.
So Jack worked at
Dodge and Plymouth.
In the school district, too, right?
Yeah, he worked with the Dodge and Plymouth dealer there for a while. And then somebody from our church, a superintendent of schools, Mr. Garrison, said, Jack, how would you like to come to work for the school? Oh, boy, I'm telling you, Jack was there Monday morning bright and early, and that was the best job he ever had. It was more like he was his own boss. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The superintendent didn't know anything about the mechanical part. And he told him, he said, no. Mr. Garrison, he said, I'm keeping all the work done and everything done. At that time, he could overhaul the buses himself, and 3 or 4. And he said, I'm not going to jump and run and look busy. When you come, he says, if I'm sitting down, why, I'll be sitting down. You know, and he told him how it was right then. And so then they started enlarging the school bus, and we went back east after school buses for years, every year. And this is where I bought my Indian jewelry, you know. We'd count our pennies on the way home in New Mexico and Arizona to see if we could buy another piece of furniture. Jewelry. And him, too, you know. I gave a buddy, so I don't know where it got to, but Donna had it.
Mm-hmm. That's a neat story.